Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of Lather Talk. Two notes before we move on. First off, apologies for some audio issues we had in the form of some pops that just couldn't be edited out. And second, this episode was originally recorded back in the beginning of October 2020, and at the date of release, it is now towards the end of October, so there's a bit of delay and holdup in the editing of the episode, but it's finally here, and we just really hope you enjoy today's episode. Talk, a wet shaving podcast. We're your hosts, John and Gerard, and today we're just doing a little bit of catch up. Gerard, how are you doing tonight?
Doing well, thank you, John.
Anyway, today we haven't done an episode in a while where we've just talked, where we've caught up, where we even just get to share what we're excited about and what we're really enjoying. So first, let's talk about some updates as far as the shaving world. And one thing, Gerard, I wanted to just at least, you know, kind of acknowledge slash celebrate is the launching of Seaforth. And this happened October 1st. Seaforth is a vintage brand, for those not familiar with it, from, I believe, the 1950s. And it's been recently revived by Dennis from Spearhead Shaving Company, who Gerard and I had the pleasure to talk to on a previous episode of the podcast. So, Gerard, did you get a chance to smell either of the two scents that were released, Spiced or Heather?
Actually, I have not. And I did have had the opportunity to, but I think I just was wanting to, you know, get in line with everyone else, like, you know, like for the iPhone, and just kind of, you know, see if I could snag it along with everyone else. And I did. I picked up a set of Heather. And so when I get that in, I'm pretty excited to use it. But I do have a couple of the soaps that's in the same bases as both Spiced and Heather in the 20.1 iteration from Spearhead Shaving. And I'm just excited because it's such a good soap. It's such a good product to use. I'm sure that everyone's going to be discovering that as they pick this up.
I had a chance to, I guess, smell both of the scents. They're great. I think the common thing about them, for folks who are wondering, is that they have a very kind of classic, old school appeal to them. Although I forgot to mention this, Sean Mayer from Chateau Luke's and Mayer Olfactive is the one who designed the scents. And while they're not meant to be clones of the original scents, I guess is the main thing I want to get out there. It's interpretation of classic scents. And I think, especially Heather, the one that you picked up, I think has more of the mass appeal, versus Spiced has some of that cinnamon, clove. Those are notes that not everyone's necessarily down with, or sometimes those are known to, you know, have more skin reactions to allergic reactions and whatnot. So if anyone's on the fence, I know Heather is the safer of the two, but both are beautiful scents. But I think we're just really excited, right? Like it seems so long ago where we're talking to Dennis, and this was kind of just like like a bud of an idea, and the fact that, you know, it's launched and it's out there to the world.
I think when we talked with them, it had just come out that Sean was the center, was the, fragrance maker for both of them. And so, you know, we had the opportunity to really just talk with Dennis about it. And boom, just like that, here we are. And it's, you know, it's out. And from what I understand, it's pretty much sold out almost everywhere. I think there's like one of the retailers has a few of the product left, but I think Maggard sold out, West Coast Shaving sold out. I think Spearhead may have sold out on their website itself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the response has been tremendous. So really happy for Dennis and really happy for Spearhead Shaving in general.
That's awesome. And you know, at the time of recording, too, although we're seeing it being sold out, I do know this is, you know, those are 2 cents that it's not a limited edition. It's a matter of more soap and more aftershave toner being cranked out. So if anyone was on the fence, if you're frantically looking right now, online and can't find it, I think just keep an eye out at your favorite retailer or Spearhead Shaving, and I'm sure you'll see some more drop real soon.
Yeah, most definitely. It's nice that they're going to be two mainstays, through Spearhead.
Awesome. Well, we'll definitely have to revisit that, Gerard, once. Obviously, both of us are familiar with the soap base, but I think once you get the full experience, I'd love to hear kind of your take, especially the packaging. Granted, this is an audio podcast, but I think there's a lot of great design choices that were made for C4th. And we'll just love to hear kind of your experience with it next time. Any updates, upcoming releases that you want to cover, like put out there?
Or upcoming?
Yeah.
Let's see. So I don't even know if this will be, like, but I think by the time this comes out, Mammoth Soaps is going to be I guess this is the true drop for Stones and Restore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There is a raffle going on for some Dogwood Handcrafts brushes. Ben brought in the talents of Stephen Joyner, who's been on the podcast with Dogwood Handcrafts, who made a brush for raffle. I believe there's also a couple of brushes for sale, or a brush for sale that'll be going out as well. But that'll be on Monday, October 5th, with the formal drop of the soap and I think it's a balm, right? It's going to be a matching balm, or is it aftershave?
So the aftershave, Gerard, I believe it's based on Nivea aftershave balm,
which is right.
One I really love over the counter. So that was Ben from Mammoth, his request to Olio Soapworks. So Vita from Olio took that into consideration and came up with this current post-shave product. So that's something I haven't used. And like you said, there were some small releases of Stones and Restore before, but this will be the full-on release. I haven't caught... Ben always does a few Instagram live sessions and puts out information. Besides the raffle, though, I do know that he was trying to up the numbers of because Mammoth has been extremely limited. Do you know by any chance if he covered that anywhere? If there's like confirmed that there is a just larger quantity of product?
That I don't know. But I mean, if anything in the past is any indication, he could probably have 3 times the amount and still sell out within 5 minutes. So, I mean, I hope so. I'm gonna go for it. I think at this point, I know that some people are not fans of the limited numbers, and it's
sure.
not. It's for I think as just understanding that there is literally a limited amount of fragrance, that's out there. There's a limited amount of raw materials to put together and everything, right? And that once this is it, he's gonna I'm sure that he's putting out as much as he can considering everything that he has on hand, and just cross our fingers and hope that it's enough. So I know that's coming out I think, well, I mean, a couple months ago, Bear Stearns and Man put out the pre-sale for Hallows, for this year's iteration of Hallows, and so Hallows is going to go out in a couple of weeks.
One release coming up, Gerard, are you planning on getting Zingari Man Watchmen?
Is there a fragrance for it?
There probably is. So since we mentioned Sean before, but he also did the scent, and so it's got his nose on it, as well as I think a really baller label. It's a lighthouse. I feel like there's some sort of, I'm not sure what the correct term for it. It's like holographic or there's something. It reminds me of like 90s comic book covers. When there's all sorts of special effects.
So, if for those familiar in the sneaker game, Nike has a reflective material that is known as 3M print. So, where like if light hits it, it kind of it shimmers and reflects off, like when light bounces off of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what kind of like I get off of that, but just in a much more specific, artistic, nuanced kind of thing, you know. So yeah, no, it looks great. Definitely looks great. I believe this is almost considered like her number two collaboration with a perfumer. If you know, number one was with Byron Parfums, and I did pick up the fragrance for that.
Okay.
Which is, you know, it's really nice, really beautiful scent. So I'm hoping if there's a fragrance for this, I'm likely going to try and snag it and pick it up. If not, I'll probably just grab the soap for sure, you know, and just kind of see how it is. Because just being a big fan of both Heather and Sean's work, I know it's going to be a knockout for sure.
Yeah, I feel like I've slowed down a little bit with some of my acquisitions, and this is one that I'm curious about, but I might kind of do the wait and see game for it.
Yep.
Well, those are some of the updates that we want to share as far as stuff coming out, you know, or have just recently come out. The other thing I want to talk about tonight, Jared, is just some things that you've been enjoying lately. You know, I know both of us have picked up software, hardware, and haven't had much of a chance to discuss it just because we've had some great guests on. But, is there anything that kind of immediately comes to mind as far as something you're really enjoying right now?
Well, I'm not enjoying it anymore because I had to send it off, but I was part of the... I'm part of a pass around for Declaration Grooming B10. And so I got a chance to use a brush. Technically, it was the first brush knotted with B10. And so it was nice. I'm not, you know, it's been touted as being like the most jelly declaration out there. But for me, and it quite is. I'm not typically a fan of overly gelled badger knots or anything like that. You know, I've had a couple that were just too much. I don't particularly want to, like, throw them under the bus or anything. But I had some hesitations when I heard that about B10, but I figured, you know what, I've used a few of Scott's brushes and, you know, his knots before, including, you know, one of yours. And, you know, like I just, his work is just top notch. And so when I used it, I was just like, oh, this is nice. And the more I used it, the more I really enjoyed it. Like most declaration brushes, there's like tends to be a little bit of a break-in period with them. And, you know, just a beautifully made brush. I kind of felt bad that I had to let it go. So, but you know, it is what it is. That's something to throw out there. I did pick up, software wise, I picked up a couple of the Bear Stearns & Man Soft Hearts releases. I picked up Paganini's violin, as well as Ferox, and both just PP8 is just such an excellent, you know, formula. It is incredibly easy to lather and dial in. You know, I think I remember Will mentioning how he thought it was just too soft, you know, for an overall release.
Mm-hmm.
But I think but you know, I think with I think it's more than usable. I think it is not that soft. It is nowhere near even like the softest soap I've ever used. Both soaps are just, you know, fantastic products. So I've been really enjoying that. And I don't know. I think, what else have I? I'm trying to think what else I picked up. I picked up a couple of soaps here and there. But those are the ones that just kind of stand out as just being, you know, like really good to use. I know we talked about it earlier, but I'm going to receive Heather next week from Seaforth. And so I'm really looking forward to using that and being able to give my thoughts on it.
Sweet.
What about you?
So I'm still riding high. On my YouTube channel, I've done the European Soap Week. And from that, I really fell in love with Panna Crema Nuevia. And I now own 3 out of the 4 scents. I think most of the, at least the American vendors that carry them, there's 4 scents total, right? So there haven't been too many artisans or soap makers where I have had a like Pokemon gotta catch them all, but this is the one. And yeah, just the performance, the scenting, you know, and the artistry behind that. The fact that it comes in this heavy, heavy glass jar just makes it feel like the weightiness of it, it makes it just more substantial. I don't know what it is, but I've really come to enjoy it. So,
which one are you missing, or which ones do you have?
Mm-hmm. The one I'm missing is the blue one, which a buddy was able to send a sample. So I've smelled it now. And it's like, okay, like it's not a deal breaker, but it's quite enjoyable. So it's kind of a classic clean. I'm hesitant to call it barbershop, but it's in kind of, it's, you know, it's got a barbershop vibe to it. So I'm really looking forward to picking that up. I'm not in a rush to do it either. So, you know, things kind of shipping over, getting restocked from Italy, from Europe. It's just taking a long time, given all sorts of shipping delays. I don't know if you know about, you know, what's going on in the world. That's causing that. Things.
I don't know. I've just kind of been, you know, like a homebody as of late, you know, after work and stuff like that. You know, like, what are you talking about, you know?
Right. Delays.
I mean, I got a 6-month-old now, which is crazy to say. It just seems like, just yesterday, I was like basically taking my little hiatus, you know, for him, and now here we are, and he's 6 months old as of two days ago.
That's crazy, man! Congratulations.
Yeah,
happy 6 months.
He's still alive, so we're good. It's all that matters.
He's growing, and beautiful child. Beautiful child.
Thanks, appreciate it. But yeah.
So loving that Panna Crema. Have you tried it? Because if not, I need to send you like a little bit of everything I got.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I have not sent. I have not tried
not
any
tried
of
it.
It. I really have not tried any of it.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right. Let me hook you up then. I would love for you to try it, and then we can even discuss it in the future too. it'll benefit the listeners of the podcast at the very least. And one non-shaving thing I've gotten really into, and this harkens back to our season 1 acquisition disorder episode. But you know, folks who do follow me on Instagram will see creeping up as of late are posts on bourbon whiskey, and I haven't been much of a drinker before. I enjoy occasional now and then. But starting around like end of March, beginning of April is when I started dabbling. And it's like, okay, let me see if I have a taste for it. And apparently the fall is like where all the releases come out. And now that I've kind of dabbled a little bit, I find myself kind of having the thrill of the hunt once again, Gerard. So when I'm able to get out and about, I've like acquainted myself with some local liquor stores, building some of those relationships. I've joined two bourbon, Boston-based bourbon groups. So if there's anyone listening on there, if you like bourbon and wet shaving, man, we got to connect. But yeah, it's been really cool. I mean, Gerard, like, we talk about, you know, offline, we talk about food, our love of food, cooking, etc. So I guess it's not that surprising. But yeah, I've really embraced it.
Nice. I mean,
like, I don't know. I don't leave you much to react to there.
No, it's like, I mean, obviously I'm not into bourbon, so you know, like but just being a part of, you know, a dedicated like hobby, a niche thing of collecting and stuff like that. Like it's the same, right? When something drops, you know, you want to be sure that, you know, you're in on it so that you can get mm-hmm. it. If you find something rare, you pick it up and then you post it online and everyone geeks out over the same stuff. Everyone tells you, you know, that they're jealous over it. And one person tells you that it's trash because they don't have it and you did, you know, just like, oh, why would you get that garbage, you know, and whatever.
It's true.
And like, I mentioned, like, you know, the world of sneakers. I mentioned, like, it could be, like, you know, cards, any sort of, you know, like, card games, like, picking up stuff like that. If we had Will back on, I'm sure we could talk about Magic the Gathering and just all the specific things, you know, like, that you would try to get online for people, you know, just to try to add to the collection, add to, you know, to make it stronger. You know, just to flex a little bit, you know, just, you know, you're just like, I got this, you know, whatever. It is all the same. It is just a different flavor of ice cream, you know, that, in the world of collecting and niche hobbies, right?
Totally. And I do want to give a shout out to Mel and Nate, who, run BBS Live, which is an Instagram account. But also, more importantly, it's a show that happens every other Thursday, often for 3 or 4 hours, and has tons of giveaways. It's hard to describe, but if you're on Instagram at all, check out BBS Live. Really enthusiastic guys, great guys about wet shaving as well as bourbon. So honestly, like early on, it kind of overlapped with them, and I've chatted with both of them. They had some great recommendations. And just really generous too. They would give things away, brushes and razors and whatnot straight up from their collection. They've since been able to, like, I think people got on board like this generosity bandwagon, which is awesome to see. So we got vendors, we got artisans, all contributing to it. So it's a long shout out, but I think they're doing a great thing. They have a lot of great energy, fun guys. So. Yeah, if you haven't checked out BBS Live on Instagram, and love bourbon and wet shaving, you gotta go.
Very nice. Yeah, like, I try to, you know, drop in every now and then when I can, but it just seems like, one, I can't be on for 3 or 4 hours at a time, for sure.
Right,
you know,
right.
It is just not happening. Yeah, with a baby, it's kind of hard just to throw time on the side for something that's going on live, you know? Even any other lives, like, that I do peek into, I'm not in there for more than a few minutes at a time. So,
right.
You know, it's hard. But, yeah, no, I mean, just their generosity is, it's almost, you know, you hear it word of mouth at this point, you know?
Yep.
Like, you just are like, oh, they're, you know, like, they're, can you believe it? They're going to give away this. They're going to give away that, you know, and whatnot. And then you log in, you peek in, and then all of a sudden you're just like, oh, there's, what is it? You know, just, was it the OxyClean guy? What's his name? I forgot his name. Rest in peace. You know, but wait, there's more, right? Like, you know, there's
like Billy Mays. Thought,
oh yeah, Billy Mays. You know, like like. But wait, there's more, and we're gonna donate this, and we're gonna donate that.
Totally.
You
know, just totally. Like, well, we've talked about a little bit now about kind of shaving soap in particular bases, and I do want to acknowledge that I think so. At some point in season one, we mentioned wanting to do a soap-based tier list, and we have not forgotten about it. But I think in our discussions over some sort of structure or format. To communicate with the listeners, fellow shavers, about it. The tier lists seem kind of cumbersome. We've said multiple times, you've got to try really hard to make a bad shaving soap at this point. So one thing we want to try is just periodically share with our listeners our current, you know, our three current favorite soap bases. So I feel like we can each toss one out and go back and forth. We might have some overlap, we might not, but it doesn't matter. It kind of overlaps with stuff that we're enjoying right now, and just things we want to spotlight. You know, it could be something that people are sleeping on, and what have you. So we want a little bit of flexibility with this. So that being said, Gerard, do you have your first pick? And this is in no order. It's just three picks that we each want to share with you.
Yeah, so I mentioned some recent pickups lately, and one of them was Barrister Man Soft Heart series, PP8. So I picked up my first and second PP8 soaps in Paganini's Violin and Ferox recently. And, you know, hearing about it since, what was the first one? Taiga, I think. You know, since the Soft Heart series, you know, was announced and released, you know, people have been just talking about the performance. And, you know, I finally got to experience it, you know, recently. And, yeah, it's just fantastic. It's so... so easy to work with, so easy to just, you know, develop into a beautiful lather. You know, just feels great, smells great. I have, you know, I know, like, people at this point, you know, would like to nitpick between PP8, Excelsior, even Reserve, you know, as far as, like, as far as soap bases, but they're all excellent. So... but I've just, you know, been very, very, impressed with it. And so that's the first one on my list, of stuff that I've been enjoying. What about you?
Well, lo and behold, the, Barrister Man PP8 is also, on my, list of three that I want to discuss today. The ones I've tried are also Paganini's Violin, which... I know we're not talking about scent, Gerard, but like that is one of my favorite releases overall, but definitely from Barrister and Mann. And I really hope, and I've told Will from Barrister that this should at some point be in the main line. It is a beautiful scent. It is not like, it's not overly in your face, but it's got layers to it. It changes. And if there isn't a, you know, aftershave product or... even, you know, even a fragrance to go along with it. I'm not sure if it translates to that, but man, I absolutely loved it. So, but I tried the Soft Heart series PP8 in that one, as well as Amazel Nut. I was blanking on the name a little bit, but Amazel Nut, which has like a coffee vibe to it, but it's more of a, well, obviously hazelnut coffee. And a little bit of darkness to it too, so absolutely phenomenal, phenomenal soap base.
Definitely. What's your second pick? We'll flip it around and have you go, and then I'll go from there.
All right, so I'll go mix it a little bit. I did have one in mind before, but I kind of already gushed about Panacrema, so I'm going to call an audible on myself, and I'm going to choose Highland Springs Soap Company Tallow Base. Yeah, also someone, you know, a wonderful couple, Mary and Chris, up in Canada, making awesome products. And, you know, they had already an awesome vegan base and then outdid themselves with the currently in production tallow base. I mean, it can take its water, but it's still, I would say it's still easy to lather. And the lather produces, it's you know, low density, super glossy, super slick. It ticks off, you know, it checks all the boxes off for me. And I think more folks, because they're newer / smaller artisan. And I think, you know, anytime I can give them a plug, I'm happy to. Like that performance is so outstanding.
Definitely. I think when they released, well, I used Eclipse, which was their collaboration with Australian Private Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, I got a chance to use Reflections, which was an homage to Guessman fragrance.
Yes.
And it is, and I was just like, I just remember, you know, if you watch some of my Daily Shave videos and things like that, I typically do like a 50 swirl lather. And I think I did like 15 with theirs because it's just so, not just overly soft, but it just loads so easy.
Mm-hmm.
And just a little goes a long way. And you just put a little bit of water in there and it just explodes, you know, as well. That's a great, great pick. Great pick.
Thank you.
So my second pick is Holy Cow in their vegan formula.
Ooh.
And so I, lately, Sheree's been just killing it, you know, with the releases. I got a chance to use Centropy, Tempest, what else? I used, recently I picked up, Iced Tea, which is the scent collaboration was with Mammoth,
mm-hmm.
as well on that. And all of them I picked up in, Sri's vegan base. And so I know that Sierra, the current tallow base, is just fantastic. I know it's getting, you know, rave reviews from everyone. I just decided to pick it up because I think that Holy Cow's vegan formula just, you know, it needs more love as well. Like you said with Highland Springs, you know, I think it flies under the radar, right? You know, but
definitely
with Sri, Sierra is so good that vegan flies under the radar, you know, with them as well. And, you know, for people that are, you know, like wanting to, you know, take a, you know, kind of hold their wallets up closer to them, you know, as well. I mean, Ciro is roughly about $30 a tub.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think the vegan formula comes out at like 21, 22, you know, $22. You're getting the same scent and just fantastic performance, you know, for almost 30% off. And it's just, you know, just beautiful. And so I think, you know, I don't know if there's been any, you know, new changes recent as far as it goes, but yeah, Holy Cow Vegan, you know, put it on there. Just really enjoying it, and I continue to enjoy it.
That's Gerard trying to bring you guys hashtag value, which I think, you know, it's good. I think that's really, that is a, you know, value tip, pro tip. And having used, I have the King of Bourbon scent, which is like great for the fall, winter in particular. But that's the only soap I've tried in vegan, but it's phenomenal. It's been around for, you know, for at least 2 years, I want to say.
I mean, I know it's been around for a while.
Yeah, so great pick. For my last pick, I'm going to go, we also mentioned this one, but I don't mind mentioning it again. It's Spearhead Shaving Company 20.1. And man, was that your pick by any chance for your third
one? Yep, it was.
We're aligned. The stars are aligned. But yeah, fantastic soap base. It's what's being used in the C4th release, like we mentioned. The name of the game there really, you know, the standout feature rather, is the ease of lathering. And more and more, I wonder if that 2019-2020 kind of explosion of awesome soap bases, a lot of them were thirsty and a lot of them took longer time to lather. Obviously, it yielded an excellent, excellent product, but I don't know if it's people just wanting to save time, or maybe, you know, maybe this is too long for them. You had to be like the really hardcore to enjoy it. But ease of lather, I think, has been the new hotness as far as metrics and spearhead shaving. Kind of that we know for a fact that Dennis designed it with that in mind, and that's there's a reason why he went with 20.1 as the current, you know, the main release. And I think it's all about the ease of lathering there.
No, definitely. I mean, I had a chance probably this like 6 months ago. Maybe it was probably before all of, you know, this Corona, you know, stuff happened.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say like early 2020. And it was the first thing that just like stood out to me is that, wow, this is just such an easy soap, you know, to get into, whether you're a seasoned, you know, vet or just a first timer. You know, if you were to pick that off the shelf,
yeah,
I don't think you'd have any issues like using it and developing something that's just, you know, a real pleasure to use. The scents that I got, I have currently lavender vanilla, which which is part of the experimental line. And just for those that don't know, experimental is really experimenting with fragrances. So like 20.1 is the base, and then like A was like one scent, then B was another scent, and just kind of getting feedback from people about it. But yeah, lavender vanilla is just a really, really pretty scent to use. And then I also was part of a group buy basically on Reddit, Wicked Edge Discord, which is basically just straight coffee. And it's an excellent coffee scent. I can't say like I'm a huge fan of coffee scents in general, but I do enjoy that one.
Okay.
It's just really
that like
nice.
I'm sorry. I was going to ask, is that more, would you say like cream and coffee or like a black coffee?
I believe so. Let me see if I can just kind of certain coffee scents out there. Like I think the most prominent one probably that people would recognize is Bear Stearns Leviathan, which is a coffee leather and sandalwood accord. That is very much like a black, like coffee, almost like coffee beans to me.
Sure.
This is more of a brewed coffee. I would say a little on the sweet side, but not like sugar sweet. I don't know.
Yeah, not like a coffee ice cream, right?
No,
or like a Starbucks Frappuccino, right?
No, not
more
at all.
Something with just a little, like some sweetness to balance out the bitterness.
Yeah, and it's very pleasant, you know. Maybe like if people said like, oh, like just like a coffee scented candle, but that's not, again, it's not like cream and sugar or anything like that. It's just a nice, pleasant, one note coffee, you know. That's really nice. I don't know if the soap is interfering with, you know, like the fragrance at all. I mean, it's very strong and things like that, but. I don't anticipate, I know, well, from my understanding, I think Dennis is just looking on using the coffee note in a future accord.
Mm.
And so it was just to see if this specific, you know, fragrance was a hit or not. And I think it would be good. Definitely.
Okay. Nice. Well, guys, there you have it. Those are three of our current favorite soap bases. Granted, we had overlap on two of them, but I think even more so the reason for you to go check it out. But with that being said, we just had a great time catching up for this episode, but we really want to hear from the listeners you know, what topics do you want to hear us tackle? Because we've had a lot of guests on, and you know, there's a lot that Gerard and I would love to tackle as well. But we just want to make sure and kind of be in sync with folks who tune in, especially longtime listeners. So, you know, if it's specifically about razors or brushes or a certain artisan or really anything, we'd love to hear from you. And you guys can always drop us an email at lathertalkpodcast@gmail.com. You can also contact either of us if you, you know, if we've interacted before. You can find me on all sorts of social media under Latherhog. And you can find Gerard on, I think, Instagram and Twitter at Hey Gerard Shaves. Did I botch that? No, you're different. Twitter's different. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's fine. Hey Gerard Shaves on Instagram. Hey, it's Gerard on Twitter. Either way, I'm not difficult to get a hold of. I think I'm like the only Gerard that is into shaving as much. So, like, it'll pump. If you have trouble getting a hold of me, then there's something wrong with you. You're doing something wrong.
Yes. Gerard is throwing it back on the listeners for botching it. No, but yeah, besides what we just mentioned, you know, there's in the description in the show notes, you can find ways to contact us. We really would love to hear from you, even if you don't have a suggestion and you've just been listening to the show and want to say hi, please drop us a line. We won't bite. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Definitely.
All right, so I think with that, we're not going to beat around the bush. I think we'll wrap up this episode of Lather Talk. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. We really appreciate your time and support. We'll catch you all next time. Take care.
See ya.